On Thursday's front page, Rupert Murdoch withdrew his $12 billion bid for the BSkyB satellite channel in Britain. In this country, a major utility is pulling the plug on a closely watched plan to capture carbon dioxide from a coal-fired power plant. That's a blow to curbing emissions responsible for global warming. And in Afghanistan, the U.S. has a system that never forgets a face. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation dropped its $12 billion bid to take control of British satellite broadcaster BSkyB. Murdoch had been hoping to contain the damage from a phone hacking scandal at his tabloid News of the World. The decision came after a family meeting in London. The Times' media editor, Bruce Headlam, looks at the dynamic between Rupert Murdoch and his son, James, whom many consider the heir apparent.
It was James's idea to shut down News of the World, which was very dramatic, and a lot of people think Rupert wouldn't have done that. News of the World was the first paper he bought outside Australia. Newspapers are his first love. He still spends 80% of his time dealing with newspapers, to the point that he rewrites headlines. James is a strategic thinker like his father. He ran BSkyB. He very much wanted this deal. In the long run, this may still be the best way to complete the deal. Don't forget, when Murdoch wanted a waiver for his television stations in New York, he waited, 10, 15 years? He's always been a guy with very, very long horizons. And even though he's 80 years old, that hasn't changed.
Media editor Bruce Headlam. Also on Thursday's front page, American Electric Power is scrapping plans for a coal-fired power plant where it can capture carbon dioxide. The company has been doing that at a pilot plant for 2 years. The technology could have been a short-term solution to help the coal industry face up to tougher federal limits on greenhouse gas emissions. But AEP officials said state regulators probably wouldn't let them pass the cost along to consumers. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said there'd be, in his words, a huge financial calamity without an agreement on raising the debt ceiling. Moody's threatened to downgrade the government's credit. It said there's a rising possibility President Obama and the Republicans won't reach a deal before August 2nd. The latest bipartisan negotiating session only added to the tension in Washington. Republicans said Mr. Obama walked out. Democrats said he summed up where things stand with a passionate talk. Here in New York, an 8-year-old boy got lost while walking home alone from day camp in his Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in Brooklyn. The police say he was killed and dismembered by a stranger he'd asked for directions. The police arrested 35-year-old Levy Aaron. Officials say he panicked and suffocated the boy after he saw missing person flyers with the boy's picture around the neighborhood. Times correspondent Liz Robbins has this report.
There was an incredible outpouring. People came from Boston. There was a busload planned to come from Baltimore just to search for this boy. And Hasidic communities and non-Hasidic communities all over the city came just to say, what can we do? Whether it be giving food for the volunteers, whether it be joining patrols throughout the night, searching houses and searching streets. There were probably about 10,000 volunteers for the 36 hours. And in the end, this community was shattered, absolutely shattered. There were nearly 8,000 people at the funeral. Everybody was very upset, and the first couple of speakers speaking in Yiddish were crying while they were extolling the virtues of this boy who died too young.
Times reporter Liz Robbins. In Afghanistan and Iraq, the military has been recording facial images and eye scans in a database. It now has scans on thousands of people. They came in handy when the Taliban dug a tunnel under a prison and 475 inmates got away. About 35 escapees were captured at checkpoints and sent back to prison after officials looked at their biometric files. Another escapee was taken into custody at a recruiting station. He was trying to infiltrate Afghan security forces. There's a housing boom in Borneo, if you're a bird. People are building big, colorful birdhouses there. They're trying to attract a bird called the edible nest swiftlet. Swiftlet's nests can be sold for almost $1,000 a pound. They're the base for a broth that's a delicacy in China. Inside Thursday's Times, details on three bomb blasts that ripped through Mumbai, killing at least 21 people. Indian officials call the blasts a coordinated terror attack. It was Mumbai's first since terrorists from Pakistan staged a large-scale assault on hotels and a Jewish community center back in 2008. He's the commander-in-chief, but President Obama is also fundraiser-in-chief. In the second quarter, he raised a record $86 million. The money came in as part of a joint effort for his 2012 campaign and the Democratic National Committee. The top Republican fundraiser was Mitt Romney. He said last week he took in $18.2 million from January through March. Republican Tim Pawlenty's fiscal record as governor of Minnesota is coming in for scrutiny. This is the state struggles through a government shutdown. Pawlenty balanced the state budget without new taxes, but critics say he relied on one-time accounting maneuvers that didn't deal with underlying problems. They say that contributed to the shutdown. In Thursday's Business Day section, Amazon versus sales taxes in the Internet age. Amazon is backing a proposal in California to eliminate taxes for online retail sales. That puts Amazon up against brick-and-mortar retailers like Walmart and Target. Amazon says taxing online sales hurts job growth. Here in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo said limiting retirement benefits for state workers will be his number one goal next year. Cuomo sounded both candid and combative in an interview with Times reporters. He said he wasn't happy with schools' poor performance statewide. He also said he's concerned high taxes are driving residents away. He also said his successes this year were due to circumstances he may not be able to duplicate. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.